Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show, founded to increase the national awareness of black women in the construction industry. NABWIC is the charge and takes the charge for black women to advocate for further opportunities to its members. Our mission as a core foundation is to strengthen the building blocks of new educational, entrepreneurial, professional, and social network connections. The vision of NABWIC is to build long-lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that will provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for black women in construction and their respective communities. We invite you to call or text or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now, or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments.
Good morning. This is Ursula Odom, and welcome to NABWIC Talks. We have another great show lined up for you, and so sit back and get ready, because Jada Williams, my co-host, is about to introduce her, and we're going to get rolling right away this morning. So good morning, Jada.
Good morning, Ursula. Thank you so much. And good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm Jada Williams, your National NABWIC Blog Talk Chair. And I just want to thank you all for joining us this morning and listening in to all of our members, guests, and first-time listeners. I ask that you like, follow, and share on all your different social media platforms, or head over, like the commercial said, to our website at www.nabwic.org and connect with us. Check out our membership and all the different resources on our webpage. So you guys know Wednesdays I get extra excited. Thank you all again on this NABWIC Talks Wednesday. Let's get to it. Our guest today is our very own special guest. She is our very own South Florida member, Aida Smith. Miss Aida Smith is a certified construction auditor and a certified fraud examiner and a small business owner of DNA Total Fitness. Aida Smith is a seasoned finance and compliance professional with more than 30 years of exceptional experience in accounting. While she had held various positions in accounting, financial reporting, project management, and the Inspector General's office in private and public firms, this morning, Aida is here to share her passion to encourage balance between your profession, a healthy mind and body by way of DNA Total Fitness, which DNA stands for Dance and Aquatics Total Fitness, LLC, which is a black-owned fitness company that specializes in encouraging a happy, healthy mind and body through dance. DNA Total Fitness offers various types of programs and private sessions, and I just can't wait to dig in and talk more to Miss Aida Smith. Good morning, Aida. How are you?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Wednesday. Happy Blog Talk. Good morning. I'm so happy to be here. How's everybody doing?
We are doing great, 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 and thank you for joining us on this happy NABWIC Talk Wednesday.
Great.
So tell us a little bit about yourself in your own terms, or, you know, about your background and how you came to do what it is that you do.
Okay. Well, I was originally born in Brooklyn, New York, and I went to Edward R. Murrow High School for Communications. So I'm happy to be on this show today. Just thinking back of at Edward R. Murrow, we actually did a broadcast in our freshman year, and it was amazing, and it taught us a lot. But in any case, I started out in a district attorney's office at the ripe age of 15, 16. It just started as a summer youth job, and I really enjoyed just learning so much at such a high level of expertise that was shared with me. Then I went over to brokerage, and I worked at some of the top firms, Shearson and Lehman Brothers and Smith Barney, and I started a career in investments, in finance. And that was going really well. I learned a lot, but then I transitioned to Florida. And in Florida, that's where I started with capital assets. I was a capital assets accountant. I also did capital assets, capital construction and budgeting. And it led me, all of this wonderful experience showed me the way of turning that into auditing, because I had so much financial reporting and accounting experience. I just bundled that all up, and it made me an exceptional auditor, because I had all the soft skills on the front end, and I was able to use them on the back end. So currently, I am a certified construction auditor and a fraud examiner. And what I do is I look through payment applications, I look through project statistics, I look to make sure that there was an estimator, that we received the best pricing. And I'm not out on the out in the field on the sites, but I look at the documentation on the back end. Got me here as far as professionally, and I am a member of NABWIC, and I'm learning so much about the front end and being on site and interacting with painters and architects, and it's a wonderful experience thus far.
Amazing, amazing. And yes, since you are one of our newest NABWIC members, which you're not too new because you have put in the work, and you've been with us supporting and volunteering your hard work and everything. So how did you hear about NABWIC, and what ways did you believe NABWIC would be a good organization for you to develop a relationship with?
Okay, so I've been an auditor for 5 years now, and probably in my first or second year, the Office of Diversity had a seminar, and Ann McNeil was the special guest, I believe, at the seminar. And I heard her talking about professional women and black women and the whole construction arena, and so many things that she was talking about were things that not only that I needed to hear, but I wanted to embrace that in my own career. And I didn't reach out. I immediately went on the website and I checked it out, and I didn't join right away because I thought that there would be a conflict of interest, because I am an auditor. MCO Construction is a vendor of the school district, as well as the Office of Diversity. There are times that I need to do investigations or reviews of some of the processes. So I kind of stayed away, and actually went to church one day last year, and the pastor, you know, he just made a statement of, stop thinking about it and just do it. Stop thinking about it and just do it. And I heard that. And guess who was sitting behind me? Ann McNeil at church.
Oh, wow.
And I turned around to her and I said, listen, I need your information because I'm ready. And she smiled, that beautiful smile with her red glasses on, and said, okay, here's my business card. Give me a call. And it's the same Ann McNeil from several years ago that I heard all this wonderful interaction about construction and strong black women and small businesses. And I started coming to some of the meetings, and as of February I joined, and the only regret is that I didn't join sooner.
Amen to all of that, and I love you as a sister in NABWIC. And you have spoken so much to what everyone else says, how they have met Miss Ann McNeil, which is so amazing. So during this time, because it all goes together, Miss Aida, what are some of your goals and objectives during this COVID-19?
Well, for my small, as far as the construction field, I am happily still employed. So I've been working at home doing my regular position. But as far as my small business, I was pretty concerned of how I was going to proceed. Due to CDC guidelines, we were not able to hold in-person classes. And my goal is obviously to keep my business afloat. And more importantly, people need fitness right very now. Any way they can get it, whether it's a walk, a run, a dance, playing tennis. When we were on the lockdown, it was very difficult for myself and many other fitness professionals because we know the value of what fitness provides to the community. So my goal obviously was to stay afloat, but what I had to do is make a shift and shift to virtual training. And also maybe just even running around the block, I see a couple of people and say, hey, let's take a walk. Let's, you know, social distancing, of course. But I've had to, you know, shift over to the virtual arena. And Zumba is not the same virtually. However, the energy you give out is the energy that you will get back. So it's been working so far.
Yes. Indeed, yes, indeed. And as a small business owner of DNA Total Fitness and having that positive mindset always, what has been some of your biggest accomplishments during this time getting DNA Fitness transitioned over?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. We currently have two very important partnerships we're engaging in at the moment and growing. So one of them is I have a partnership with KOP Mentoring Network, and what we do is the kids' virtual Zumba fitness. Now, there was community grants on the table, and I did a proposal because I knew that we were on lockdown, and not only did it affect the adults? It's highly affecting the kids and in social-emotional ways beyond what we can see. And I thought that Kids Zumba would be difficult virtually because it's difficult in person sometimes, but it would give them something to look forward to on a Friday night that they can log in, and it is for them. It is their session of Zumba. And Healthier Del Rey, compliments to Healthier Del Rey Beach, they provided me with a grant to hold a few months, I think it's about 4 months, worth of Zumba classes on Friday night. And we have children from KOP Mentoring. We have other children from Del Rey Beach. But the most exciting part that I've seen so far is I have people logging in internationally from Vancouver, from Belize, from Great Britain, and the kids are so excited. They don't know me at all, but they are having a great time. And when the class is over at 6, they don't want to hang up. They want to stay on the phone. They want to look at me and smile and have a good time because this is exactly something that they needed at this very time. So that's one of the partnerships with KOP. Another partnership I'm doing, also with KOP, is From Soil to the Table. It consists of 4 sessions of kids gardening. So we spent one day at the garden to learn all about the fruits and vegetables and how things grow, and they planted peat pots of tomatoes, peppers, basil, sunflowers, and we're going to do 3 virtual sessions to talk about how their plants are growing. So the course encourages gardening, responsibility, and guess what? Journaling. They are journaling every 2 days, doing, they're measuring their plants, they're using their five senses. What does the plant feel like? What does it smell like? Because basil smells delicious, like we want to make pasta. So I said, you need to go ahead and put that in your book. And at the end, they're going to get some awards for the best journal, and that encourages them, the responsibility of taking care of their plant. So we're getting just the partnership is blossoming into something so beautiful because the kids need this. So while I have DNA Fitness for Zumba, it's blossoming into so many other things.
To that end, my question to you is, how will your new normal change? And what I mean by that is that I think I've heard some things already. What will you do differently, or what will you keep that COVID has put in place for you or made you pivot? So what are you going to take into the future based on having to adjust to what you've done so far? And I just want to give a shout out to you because I am who I am because an 11th grade teacher asked us to keep a journal. That is the beginning of my being a publisher and an author and what have you. So I know the impact of your requesting those young people to keep a journal because life turns into a soundbite unless we can go back and read what we actually were saying in that moment, in that time. So kudos to you.
Yes.
But what are you taking into the future?
I think I will continue with some of the virtual classes. As I stated earlier, I am getting kids logging in from all over. I had to cancel the class last weekend. I had another engagement. But this class on schedule for Friday, when I logged into Eventbrite, I had 62 people registered for the class. And that is amazing because we went from 9 to 12 people. And if I even get half of those people, I know that those people are investing in their children and in their health and in their fitness and giving them something to do. Mind you, most of these people have never met me before, but they're excited to participate and have something to offer their kids in this trying time. So I'm definitely excited to go ahead and do in-person classes. I currently teach Aqua Zumba, which is dancing to Latin beats and soca music in the pool, and they love it. I've had gentlemen as old as 92 that have not danced in 30 years in my pool dancing to soca music. So it's making people happy. It's making people want to show up. So I will continue my Aqua Zumba classes. Some of them are indoors. Some are outside. And the virtual classes as well.
Thank you. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Jada.
Yes, yes. So before I go into the next series of questions, because, you know, we have to get down to the nitty-gritty, I want to remind all of our listeners to please hit 1 on your phone if you've dialed in, if you have a question or comment, and just want to engage with us this morning. Hit 1 on your phone. If you are online, just email us or text us, and we will definitely voice your question or comment over the air for you. We're going to check the studios, go into a quick commercial break because we have some great advertisers, and then come back for our next series of questions for Ms. Aida Smith.
Today's show is brought to you by Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, building stronger and better lives and businesses, and by PepsiCo Frito-Lay Company, one of the largest food and beverage companies in the world, and by J. Perry & Associates, giving you the building blocks to grow your business. If you're joining us online, be sure to visit their websites, which are listed in the online description for this week's show. To learn more about our advertising rates and packages for NABWIC Talks, contact Jada Williams at area code 786-702-1005 or email blogtalk@nabwic.org. And don't forget to follow us on Blog Talk Radio by visiting blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. Thank you, and we're back.
Yes, and we are back, and I have to add in, it is actually the first Wednesday of October, so again, happy October, that is, happy Halloween, happy Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and you already know, happy NABWIC Billion Dollar Luncheon and Transit Opportunities. Our Billion Dollar Luncheon is every first Wednesday. And this month, it's next Wednesday on the 14th. So before I get too excited with dialoguing with Ms. Aida Smith and Ms. Ursula, I had to remember to mention that to you guys. I don't want to cheat you. So our Billion Dollar Luncheon is next Wednesday, and you can register for that on Eventbrite. And or like the commercial says, just head over to our website at www.nabwic.org. Because you know, we are the voice of Black women in construction, and we are all about contacts into contracts, which will lead me into my next question for Ms. Aida. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Yes, so you shared before the commercial break some great experiences and accomplishments during this COVID time, right, for your business. Now, we know as a small business owner, you have to do the front and the back and the contracts and all of that stuff. So as a new NABWIC member, what have been your experiences as a member that has helped you to organize or get that mindset going to go after all of these things, because you naturally have it in you and it perfectly aligns. A lot of the things that you do aligns with NABWIC's focuses and mission.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I joined NABWIC in February, and the pandemic started around, well, we found out about it around February, March. So, As a member of NABWIC, we have daily calls Monday through Friday, and being on the phone with like-minded people, engaging about business and how to continue our business and some of the challenges, it has been a blessing, because I could have been at home alone, worried. What am I going to do with my business? How am I going to progress? How can I make this work? But just every day, getting on that call, and it's 4 or 6 people, and we're all faced with the same challenges, whether it's a small business, a large business, a construction company that has 17 projects. It doesn't matter. We were all being challenged with how is this going to affect us, health-wise and business-wise. So I can say one of the greatest pleasures, it was challenging at the time, was learning about Zoom, the front end, the back end, and working on the Billion Dollar Luncheon and working with my NABWIC sisters. I've learned so much, and I can tell you, when I see or engage in some other webinars, I'm screaming on in my room telling them what they should be doing, because we had intensive training that is something that we didn't pay for. We paid for in time, the knowledge, and we all learned together. And some of us are now producing the show, which a lot of people don't even know that that's a thing. They just think that there's a speaker and the webinar is going on and mute your mic. They have no idea of the complexity of the breakout rooms and putting people in the right places and monitoring the chat and saving the chat. And I have to say, in the beginning, I'm like, hey, where's the construction information I signed up for? But it's all knowledge that we all needed, and we're better for it. And my daughter is the producer on the kids' virtual Zumba. And she's letting people in the room, and she's muting mics, and she's reminding them that they need to have their camera on in order to participate. So when you embrace the knowledge, it can go a long way. And it's not just helping us. It's helping our kids. It's helping our companions. I had Jade, it was your daughter, Winter, was on the first session of Zumba, and she's putting on all these filters, and she's using her different hand signals and her emotions, and that is because mom was privy to some additional information that can tie back to NABWIC.
I have to agree. You have me smiling from ear to ear. Yes, indeed. We have been technology forward. NABWIC believes in the Zoom. And yes, for our youth, our interns, we have really taken the charge in the Zoom sessions. And her little 9-year-old self has an amazing time in all of the Zoom meetings. And she did have a blast in your Zumba class. And she was just, we cheated. So I registered 2 kids. We had 4 kids in the room, and they all were like, no, it's over. It's over. But, yes, those are some amazing things that you just said. But I have to, because I know that the master builder herself, Ann McNeil, I think I just saw her step into the studio, and she's always full of energy. So let me see if Ann McNeil, the master builder, is stepping into the studio to join us this morning.
Absolutely, absolutely. And how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm excited listening to all of your major accomplishments, especially since you've gotten connected with this awesome group of women called the National Association of Black Women in Construction. So I just have a question, please. And my question is, what is one of your favorite books? We like to always ask our guests to share a book that they enjoy reading for the benefit of our listeners. That's my first question, and I'll go ahead and ask my second question. And I think you may have already answered it listening to you, but I just want to publicly ask, why did you decide to become a member? Because what we want to do as a part of this show is encourage people who are listening that NABWIC membership has many, 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 many benefits, and I think you've done a phenomenal job. I know you've done a phenomenal job listening to you talk about the many things that you've learned while you have been on as a part of the organization. So if you could share with us your favorite book and then, you know, why you've joined, if you've not shared that, and I'll go back on mute. And thank you so very much for sharing.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to say that this is my favorite book, but this is the book that challenges me the most. Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And I say I'm reading it, and I'm reading it very slowly because I'm a person, I don't need to just hear about all the roses because I'm a realist. I need to know that when people have challenges, and how do they handle their faith in such a world that we live in? How do they put their desires into? So this Think and Grow Rich gives you so many different scenarios, and some people don't get it because they're saying, oh, that was about Einstein, and that was about somebody that was 70 years ago. But the message remains the same. And I am reading very slowly, because I'm embracing the lessons and I'm understanding that a lot of the challenges affect us all at different times, in different ways, but keep moving, keep progressing, keep trying, focus, focus, focus. So, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. I suggest it to everyone listening. And if you don't have time to read, we're all very busy. You can go to YouTube and you can listen to the audio version little by little. There's about 10 hours of audio on a YouTube. The other thing is with NABWIC, as I said before, I don't do construction. I evaluate fraud in construction. And that's within documents. I don't go out to the site and see, okay, this pine wood versus cherry wood, they overcharged us. No, I do the documentation, and the documentation is just as valuable because that's where the money is. I needed to be around like-minded people. I love my sisters that we go out and we have a drink sometime, and my other sisters that we may go and play tennis. But professionally, I wanted to be around people that we could learn from each other. And as I said earlier, I knew about NABWIC, but I didn't join at the time. And I kicked myself. I lost probably 4 years of valuable information that I could have been a part of, because I also bring something to the table from a different perspective. So I'm here now. I'm learning. I'm growing. I have some new sisters, and it's been fantastic. And thank you, Anne, for always teaching us to put our best foot forward, and making sure that we stay as focused as possible to achieve the goals that we set out to achieve.
Well, thank you so very much for that. And Jada, if I may, I do have one more question, since I see that we have a mutual guest in the studio. Mr. C-Ron is also listening. So when I saw his name, and welcome, C-Ron, thank you so very much for all of your support with AIDA and NABWIC and all of the kids. I did have to ask you this question, AIDA, in regards to our involvement with his awesome organization. If you could share, I know NABWIC sponsored a group of kids for his organization to go to the World Money Show. If you could just share a couple of comments about that, because I do want our listeners to know that we as an organization, when we talk about being the voice of black women in construction, black women in construction have kids and we have friends, and we are very supportive of our community. And in many, oftentimes, we are sponsor activities and groups, and this is a group that we've sponsored now for years, and I just like for you to share about our trip that we took. Thank you.
Yes. So at the end of January and the beginning of February, for the last 2 years, I chaperoned a group of kids from the local area. The majority of them were KOP kids. Some of them were EJS kids. And we went to Orlando for 2 to 3 nights to the Money Tour. The Money Tour is a tour of different companies coming together to talk about investing. Now, these are children 11, 12, 16, not only are they getting free transportation, staying in a four-class, five-star hotel, how about that, meals and expenses paid. This is truly giving back to the community. Okay, so we say black women in construction, they have kids. The children are taking this information and they are bringing it back to their households. And it's not just an overnight trip to Orlando, and it's not just the investing part. When they take a moment and they look at the chaperones and they look at NABWIC, how did I get here? Well, we're here because somebody thought that we were worthy. Somebody wanted to invest in us and take us to out of our neighborhood to a place where we could learn 2 days, 3 days. And it's been remarkable. Not only that, they get a three-month membership to Better Investing. And within the membership, they are allowed to partake in various courses of study, how to trade stock, how to invest, how to read charts, how to invest with just a few dollars. And it's very, very, very valuable to the children. So I've gone 2 years in a row. Hopefully, I will be going again in the months to come if they actually have it in person. And the other thing I wanted to note very quickly is the investment, the stock market game pilot program. Just really quickly, it was a 10-month program, a 10-week program that myself and another, and Jada Williams as well, it's a group of us, we spent 10 weeks teaching the children about saving, mutual funds, gains, loss. And the kids at first, they didn't know what to expect, but by the end of the 10th week, they knew how to go in the system and make a trade at the market price, put in a limit to sell, to analyze what they actually purchased, to understand instead of going to buy the dolly of the Mattel doll, let's just go and buy the stock. And let's see how our money grows. The doll is $30 and the stock is $20. What are you going to do? So community, 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 KOP, DNA Total Fitness, and NABWIC. Thank you.
Yes, and it was an amazing, amazing experience dealing with the kids playing the stock market game. And it sounds like your money tour is amazing, and we can't wait to hear more about it. That's another show all in itself. So, Aida, my Roxy trailblazing NABWIC sister, I know how to get in contact with you, but how do our listeners get in contact with you to tap into some of your energy and programs?
Okay. I can be reached at my phone number is 954-775-5548, or you can send an email to DNA Total Fitness, D as in David, N as in Nancy, A as in Apple, Total Fit, actually, F-I-T, at Yahoo. I can also be found on Facebook at DNA Total Fitness and at on Instagram. Instagram handle is DNA Total Fit. I also need to just make a quick shout out to my sponsors, which is Healthy at Delray Beach, CRA Media Group, Roots and Wings, Wellness Financial, and of course, KOP Mentoring Group.
Thank you so much. And I'm just going to check the studio one more time with Ursula to see if we have anyone in the studio that wants to ask a question or make a comment. I'm pretty good all over here in the chat and in the emails. The members and the guests have the contact information, and give Ursula a chance to give her closing remarks as we check the studio for comments and questions.
Well, it's been an amazing show so far. We don't have any additional questions, but I would like to offer to Aida an opportunity to share with us something that maybe we have not asked, because sometimes we don't know what you had really wanted to share, and we didn't ask that question. So is there something else that we've overlooked or that you simply want to add to the conversation as a closing remark?
Absolutely. Okay. So I what I really want to put out there, and my goal, I know I kind of went into the children and the fitness because that is very, very important, and it's especially at this time. But I just want to make a statement of your body is the only thing that you truly own. It is your responsibility to make it become what you desire. So as Black women, all women aiming to be professional, we also need to maintain that healthy lifestyle. Through good health, just like we pursue a college degree or that special relationship or nurturing our families, very often we put the healthy lifestyle on the back burner to take care of everyone else. And we should know that our bodies hear and experience everything our mind says. So let's try to make sure we put the fitness on the front end of things for ourselves, for our families. And hopefully you will reach out to me maybe to do some private sessions of Zumba. And when things open back up, check my website to maybe join me in a class or two. And if anyone is looking for to set up some private virtual sessions, we are available for that as well. And finally, if anyone is interested in donating to our programs, please reach out to me at 954-775-5548, and that would help us with expanding the kids' virtual Zumba, maybe offer an additional day, and also the Soil to the Table gardening program. If there are any kids out there who are interested, or even if we can continue that, sponsorships always, you know, sponsorships and partnerships always, you know, can help us out. So that's all I want to say. Thank you so very much for having me on. And thank you, Ann and Jada and Ursula and Jackie, for having me.
Of course. No problems. It's always exciting and encouraging and inspiring to have one of our very own members on the show, and of course, speaking about their small business contacts and contracts and all of the above. I hope that I would encourage all of our listeners and our members to engage and contact Miss Aida Smith and at least get your children involved in some of those programs that they have going on. So it has been a great Wednesday. A great happy NABWIC Talk Wednesday. Again, of course, you can always tune in and listen in to NABWIC Talks every Wednesday at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. If you would like to advertise and or be a guest on the show, don't be shy. Reach out, email us, go to our website, or just engage with us on the different social media platforms. And I promise you, one of our voices of Black women in construction will get in contact with you. So until next Wednesday, thank you so much for tuning in to NABWIC Talks.
Well, just one minute. We have, we did have one other person, but she just left. So
I'm sorry.
That's what we try to do. We try to get you in. So I apologize to our listening audience. We had someone that wanted to speak, and we did not get to her in time. So until next week, take care.
Thank you.
Thank you.